Hello, and welcome to this week's edition of Health Beat, Chiropractic Online Today's health news and informational podcast. In this week's news, we'll be looking at the impact of low back pain on health-related quality of life in old age, and finally, a story about manipulation and mobilization for treating chronic low back pain. For Health Beat, it's my birthday. This is Dr. Todd Eglow. Welcome to Health Beat podcast number 635, recorded Friday, June 8th, 2018. HealthBeat is Chiropractic Online Today's radio program, providing current news and commentary about chiropractic and health. This week's episode is sponsored by Da Vinci Laboratories. Please surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the Da Vinci link for your health and nutritional needs. We also would appreciate your passing the word of our podcasts to your friends and colleagues. Please let everyone know how easy it is to subscribe via the Apple iTunes podcast directory. If you are interested in creating personalized HealthBeat podcasts for your office or website to help you attract new patients, please surf to our website and send us an email or Skype us by typing in HealthBeat, all in small letters. We are always looking to expand our interactivity with you, our loyal health community. If you would like to be kept up to date with current events about health, technology, and me, Dr. Todd Eglow, feel free to surf to twitter.com/teglow, that's T-E-G-L-O-W, and click on the follow link. As always, a big thank you to our COT HealthBeat listener community. This podcast is made available through the generous donations we receive and greatly appreciate. If you could remember to surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the PayPal link to make a monthly donation, this would be greatly appreciated. And now for some news. The aim of a recent study published in the European Spine Journal was to investigate the effects of low back pain, in other words, type of symptoms, activity limitations, frequency, duration, and severity on health-related quality of life in a sample of 707 community-dwelling men and women over age 65 living in Switzerland. The study is part of a larger survey conducted in Switzerland on a sample of older adults selected randomly from population records stratified by age and sex. The standardized back pain definition was used to investigate low back pain and health-related quality of life, and was assessed by means of the EQ-5D, including health utility index measures. The study concluded that these results provide further insight into the impact of qualitative aspects of low back pain, and in particular, the importance of radiating leg pain and pain frequency and duration. While low back pain-related activity limitations had little impact on both self-rated overall health and health utility index measures, radiating leg pain and pain frequency and duration were associated with significantly decreased scores on both dimensions. Surf to our show notes for links. Mobilization and manipulation therapies are widely used to benefit patients with chronic low back pain. However, questions remain about their efficacy, dosing, safety, and how these approaches compare with other therapies. A recent study was published in the Spine Journal with the aim to determine the efficacy, effectiveness, and safety of various mobilization and manipulation therapies for treatment of chronic low back pain. The present study measured self-reported pain, function, health-related quality of life, and adverse events. 51 trials were included in the systematic review. 9 trials provided sufficient data and were judged similar enough to be pooled for meta-analysis. Studies comparing manipulation or mobilization with sham or no treatment were too few or too heterogeneous to allow for pooling, as were studies examining relationships between dose and outcomes. Few studies assessed health-related quality of life. 26 of 51 trials were multimodal studies and narratively described. Surf to our show notes for links. As always, please surf to our podcast show notes located at chiropracticradio.com for a full listing of web references mentioned in today's show. And remember, COT's HealthBeat always recommends discussing any nutritional, exercise, or other lifestyle modifications with a qualified healthcare professional. Thank you. Thank you for listening. As always, we want to hear from you. Please send us your emails. Simply surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the email link. You can also leave us your voicemail. Simply open up your Skype client and type in Health Beat, all in small letters. If you have an idea for a future health segment, please feel free to contact me directly. Surf to chiropracticradio.com, scroll down and click on the email link. We also would appreciate your vote at podcastalley.com. If you are enjoying these podcasts, please surf to our Health Beat homepage and click on the Podcast Alley link. If you have a website for your practice and you'd like to add content to help you attract more patients, please consider adding a personalized HealthBeat segment to your site. Many listeners and subscribers are finding this useful content addition to their office's website. For more information, again, surf to chiropracticradio.com, scroll down and click on the email link. While at our website, please remember to consider making a donation to help keep these podcasts airing. Listener support, such as yours via our PayPal link, does help in allowing us to bring you these podcasts weekly. And please remember to support our sponsors by clicking their links, again located at chiropracticradio.com. Finally, I leave you with the following quote. The type of person you are is usually reflected in your business. To improve your business, first, improve yourself. For Chiropractic Online, today's Health Beat. This has been my birthday. I'm Dr. Todd Igloo.